In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what policy Congress will enact to replace Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Angie's List, providing consumer reviews on local professionals from physicians and veterinarians to plumbers and roofers. Details at angieslist.com. The John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR in Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Happy birthday to our house manager, Don Hall. Our intern is Christine Fiedler. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Lester Larchik and Mohammed Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Waltrover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is, the last time I checked, Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will Congress put in place of Don't Ask, Don't Tell? Julia Sweeney.
I think it should be I'm okay, you're okay. Let's go to that.
Mo Rocca.
The policy known as enough with the asking and telling. Now shut up and kiss me.
And Adam Felber.
Do tell. Well, if Congress enacts any of those policies, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell
Thank
Me.
Thank you, Carol Castle. Thanks also to Mo Rocca, Julia Sweeney, Adam Felber. Thanks to all of you, you fabulous audience here and out in Radio Land, for listening. Listening, I said. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week.
This is NPR.